Welcome to the Positive Parenting Pep Talks podcast. I'm Debbie Godfrey here today with my friend and colleague and coworker, Jody Womack. And we decided we're going to give you another tutorial on the four mistaken goals. So we'll talk about those today and help you with ways that you can understand your kids' misbehavior, why they're doing what they're doing. And then in future podcasts, we'll talk about what to do about it. So thank you for being here today, Jody.
Always love it.
We work really well together, don't we?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah. So we taught classes during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. How many classes did we do?
I think we did something daily classes from April through October. And it truly, it was one of the highlights of the pandemic and one of the things I'm most proud of that I got to help out.
Yes. Yes. And all those classes are available on the Positive Parenting website as a self-directed class. So
yeah, a lot of great content in there.
Yes, for sure. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at why kids misbehave. And when your child is misbehaving, it's because they're discouraged from getting certain needs met, like feeling loved or valuable or powerful, or like they're special, or they want to, you know, or they need to experiment and explore. And if they're not getting those needs met through appropriate behavior, then they'll be getting them met through inappropriate behavior. And if that's what we're doing, we have a systematic approach to understanding why, what's going on, and then what to do about it.
And in just a moment, we're going to tell them all about that, right? But what I love about this so much is that it's not about fixing the behavior, but it's really much deeper about what's behind it. Right.
Yes. And it's, well, understanding, I mean, yes, it will be fixing the behavior.
But not direct, like if your kid comes in and drops all their stuff on the floor and walks away, we're not attacking or we're not going after the dropping the stuff. It's like, what's underneath it? Why do they do something that isn't the appropriate behavior in that space? And that's what I love. It's so much deeper than just the surface level stuff.
Exactly. And so we call it a mistaken goal. When they come in and drop their stuff, it's what is their mistaken goal in this situation? And there are four possible mistaken goals. And those are attention. Number one is attention. Number two is power. Number three is revenge. And number four is inadequacy. So anytime your child is misbehaving, it's because they're in one of those four goals: attention, power, revenge, and inadequacy. And if you can figure out which goal they're in by identifying it, then you can have at your fingertips the best possible discipline solution to respond to that misbehavior. So I think what we're going to do today is use an example of a kid who won't get off the computer or the iPad or the phone.
Stop playing on your phone. Has anybody else out there had this conversation?
Right. So as soon as we come back, we will start right in with this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so we're back. So Jody, I'm going to be a child in one of the four mistaken goals, and you're going to be my parent. You're going to tell me to get off my screen. And for those of you listening, what I want you to do is ask yourself how you're feeling if you were in Jody's shoes. Jody's the parent in this case. So what are your feelings as a result of my misbehavior? Because this is how you're going to identify the mistaken goal that your child is in. It's not based on what your child is doing. We're going to use the same example in all four of these. The child's not getting off the computer. So it's your feeling as a result of the behavior that they're doing, the misbehavior they're doing, not getting off of that phone or that iPad or that computer. All right. So.
Okay. Hey, Deb, time to get off your computer.
Yeah. I'll get off in a minute, Mom. I'm almost done.
No. Remember we talked. Come on. Let's go.
I'll get it. It'll be in a minute. Just a minute. I'm almost done. Almost there.
Deb.
I'm almost there.
Come on, Deb. It's really time.
Okay, stop. How are you feeling?
I'm frustrated and a little like ignored.
Okay, good.
Like you're not listening to me. How am I feeling? You're smiling the whole time. but I felt like you weren't
maybe manipulated?
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, you were
I was saying yes, but I wasn't.
Yes, you were saying one thing and doing another.
Okay, so in this case, when you're feeling annoyed or frustrated, maybe a little manipulated, maybe distracted, then you know your child's goal is the goal of attention. So this is the goal of attention. And what my behavior is saying is, I feel special, I feel loved, I'm getting my needs met if I can keep you busy with me and engaged with me. So if I
felt like that could have gone on and on. Like, Debbie, no, Mom, come on. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
right.
That could have been
right.
A 20-minute argument that Ella kept escalating.
Exactly. Exactly. So when you're in situations, and for those of you listening and trying to figure this out, this is any discipline situation. It doesn't have to be screen time. It can be they're not doing their homework. They're not cleaning up their room. It's just anything where your child is misbehaving, this mistaken goal concept will apply. So again, to reiterate, when you're in situations where you're feeling annoyed or frustrated, the child's goal is attention. And what my behavior is saying is, I feel loved and I feel special if I keep you busy with me. So if I can keep you busy with me, then I know I'm loved. So I've mistakenly come to get my need to feel loved met by not doing what you say, but still maintaining my cuteness. So let's go on to the next one and see how this one goes. Okay. So Jody, tell me to get off the computer again.
Okay. Deb, come on, get off the computer.
No.
Come on, Deb. We talked about this.
No, I'm not done yet. My game's not over.
Deb?
No.
Debbie, come on.
No, Deb, I am not getting off the computer. Debbie? I'm not done. Stop. How are you feeling now?
Aggravated. Escalated.
Okay. So if you're at home, what are you feeling? What else? Just aggravated.
definitely could go angry and confrontational. Like that was going to get more and more intense about who has the power.
Right. So would you say you felt provoked or maybe even challenged?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And those are the buzzwords for this, which yes, is the goal of power. So when you're in situations where your child, where you're asking your child to do something or they're misbehaving in a way where you feel provoked or challenged, or like you're going to make them do it right now, then you know your child's goal is the goal of power. And what my behavior is saying is, I feel loved and I feel special if I defy you, if I don't do what you say, you get all crazy at me.
You can see that happening.
I'm in the driver's seat. I'm powerful. So I've mistakenly come to believe that this is how I get my power met, by defying you. Very miserable goal, wouldn't you say?
Yes. and just so folks out there know, like kids go through all of these stages. And so maybe you have kids that linger more in some of these than others, but like it can change. So
right.
Going back to that question, how does it make you feel? Is really the key to this whole understanding.
Absolutely. Okay. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the goal of revenge and the goal of inadequacy. We'll be right back.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay, we're back. Let's do two more, Jody.
Okay.
So the next, for the next goals, same thing. Tell me to pick up my, or to get off my computer.
Okay, Deb, time to put the computer away.
I'm rolling my eyes, by the way, for those of you that can't see.
Debbie, let's go. Put your computer down.
Oh, God. No, Dad never makes me do that. Why are you trying to make me do that?
Debbie, let's go. It's dinner time. Come on. Put it down.
You are so mean to me.
Deb, let's go.
You are so mean. Everybody else's parents let them play on the computer.
I know, but it's time to go. Put it down.
I hate you. Stop. How you feeling?
Hurt. Yeah. Also frustrated. And
always frustrated.
All those. But yeah, just yeah, sad and hurt, and the, you know, comparing to other people's parents or dad or anybody else, like that's, it's like it's not playing fair.
Right. And what do you think as a parent you might do next? Just a little sidebar.
I don't know. This is like advanced bonuses. Like either like I'm going to go in and grab the laptop, or I'm going to say, if you don't do this, you're grounded.
Right. So this is called the goal of revenge. And it's this hurt back. So when you get in situations with your kids, when they're not listening or they're not doing what you say, they're misbehaving, and you feel hurt, like you want to hurt them back or take things away, or which is hurting them back, then you know the child's goal is the goal of revenge. And what my behavior is saying is, I feel hurt, I feel discouraged, and I'm going to make you feel hurt the way I feel hurt. So I'm going to take you down with me. So when you get in situations like this, and you notice that you want to take stuff away, you want to make them pay for what, you know, why are they doing this? How can they do this to you? Those are the signals that say this is the goal of revenge. Okay. Let's do one more.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Deb, put your computer away. Let's go.
I can't. I'm not done yet.
You can do it. Come on, Deb.
I'm not done. I can't.
Deb.
No, I'm tired. I can't. This is all I can do.
Come on. We talked about this. You can do this. Just put it away and we'll come back.
I can't.
Debbie.
Okay, stop. How are you feeling?
I'm rolling my eyes. Just how do I feel? Like I'm pulling you along, and that like this is the never-ending saga. Like a little bit of pity, but also like, come on now, like you can do this.
Right. So when you get in situations where you're feeling sorry for me, or thinking how pathetic this is, or noticing that you're coaxing and pleading and trying to get me to do this, and I'm having this whiny kind of poor me response, then you know your child's goal is the goal of inadequacy. And what my behavior is saying is, I feel helpless. I feel like I can't do it. But I know if I do the whiny thing, you're going to sit here and interact with me, and I'm going to feel loved, and I'm going to feel special. So I'm mistakenly come to believe that this is how I get my needs met in this situation. So those are the four mistaken goals, Jody. What do you think?
This is really powerful stuff, and it takes practice, right? Because the work is on me, the person trying to figure it out, of like, how does this make me feel?
Right.
And after I get over the frustrated, because I think that was universal throughout all four, but it's like, oh no, there's really more specific emotional data there, tuning into the feeling of how I want to interact with the kid.
Right. And I think you brought up a good point that the feeling and the reaction, that's where we're figuring out like where to go and what to do. And so it doesn't matter what the behavior is. It matters how we're seeing this, how we're interpreting
it. Right. The kid playing with the computer is the same in all four scenarios,
right.
But how I feel about the way you're responding to me is where the clues are to figure out what's next. And there is more.
I mean, this is actually 90% of it is identifying it. I mean, if you get this far, you've come a long way. Now you understand there's a reason that your child's doing this. They're discouraged from feeling loved, from feeling valuable, from feeling powerful, whatever it is. And so once you know which goal it is, now you've got, you can get tools to be able to respond to that. And so it's amazing to me that when I use this overlay onto their misbehavior, how much more simple it is to respond instead of react to the situations that are happening. So what I think we'll do is we'll take the next few days and go through these goals one at a time and talk about the corrective measures for each goal. So when you get to the point where you identify, oh yeah, I'm feeling, you know, annoyed, frustrated, it's the goal of attention, then you'll know what to do with it.
Right. So this is phase one.
Step one,
knowing what all four are, right, and identifying what the emotional triggers are around each of them. And then the next podcast will come with specific what to do's.
Absolutely.
And how to handle it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Really appreciate you being here for this.
My pleasure.
It was super fun. Yes. Okay.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to today's Positive Parenting Pep Talks podcast. If you're into season 2 and you're listening to all these great questions that the parents have and answers and ideas for what to do in all these different situations with your kids, please help us out. Like, share, subscribe, and especially leave us a positive review. All of that helps the podcast grow, and I really appreciate it. Thanks again for being here, and happy parenting.